Wake up informed. It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
8:35 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. I'm not sure if I need to introduce you as Char Weigel or Mrs. Benedict Arnold.
Well, I think you could probably use both. But yes, I'm happy to talk to you this morning, Tom.
Good morning, Char Weigel. Let me start by saying visit westchesterny.com. Visit westchesterny.com and click on the little link for the 250 Rev Fest. Char, it is really a very, very, very nicely laid out, easy to navigate website. Char?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank Westchester County for that. And that's what we want. We want people to feel invited to come to this event this weekend.
And it is on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th, 28, Croton Point Park. And in here, the reason I mentioned the Mrs. Benedict Arnold is explain that story, if you will, please, Char.
Yeah. And maybe I can just say first that, the reason why we're even talking about me as Mrs. Benedict Arnold is because there's going to be like 50 different reenactors at this event. We're going to have battle reenactions. We'll have cannon firings. A number of people doing the crafts of the time. And it's sort of this immersive experience in the Revolutionary War. Thinking about it nationally and internationally, but also very much locally here in the Hudson Valley. So, I think everyone knows the story of Benedict Arnold. And when you think of that name, like your head explodes with the word traitor, right? Mm-hmm. And his wife, Peggy Shippen, whom he married, he was 38 and she was 17, was part of everything that went on at the time, but her story is more complicated and complex than most people realize. So I've been decades really reading her letters, the letters of her family, and really want to bring out what it was like to be a woman at that time, but B, a witness to and a participant in these events, but also why she might have done that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and so as one of the reenactors, I'm looking at the picture here, and of course, you are Vice President of Special Projects for Revolutionary War, Westchester 250, in that, and it says, a member of the board of a new museum opening in Westchester. What is that new museum, Char?
Well, I'm so glad you asked about that. So, it's rare to have houses preserved from the pre-revolutionary period in the Revolutionary War, but we have a few very important ones in Westchester, and some of them will be exhibiting, like the Ward House, Phillips Manor, State Historic Site. They'll be exhibitors at the RevFest event. But the Odell House Rochambeau Headquarters Museum, it was saved, really, from demolition by a friends group, and we are getting it ready to open. John Odell might not be a name that people recognize, but you will soon. He was a great guide for Washington and Lafayette and Hamilton, but also for the French when they came to Westchester County. And the French spent the summer of 1781 encamped in Westchester along with the Americans. Rochambeau was their head general, and this was his headquarters. And it was in this house that he and Washington decided they weren't going to be successful in attacking New York City, and so they quick stepped down to Yorktown, where the Americans defeated the British.
Wow.
And it wasn't the end of the war, but it was really what we think of, right? It was the British surrender that was the last major battle of the war. But in the Hudson Valley, the war went on right through 1783, when November, when finally it was ended. So the conflict here is something that we'll also be bringing out with many, many stories at the event.
Well, and Shar, you've got this event coming up, and again, to folks understand, this is happening this Saturday and Sunday, September 27th, 28th. It is free admission to the Croton Point Park, correct?
Yeah, and there's a free shuttle. Nice. So if you're coming down from the northern part of the Hudson Valley or up from the southern, you can take MTA or even Amtrak. Stops at the Croton Harmon train station, and we'll have a free shuttle there. You can, of course, drive. There's parking at the park. The park has its own history, too, that I'd love to tell you about quickly.
Sure,
but
sure.
You can park there or park at the train station, and we'll shuttle you over. So it's all free. But there's going to be some awesome food trucks, so you might want to bring a little bit with you if you get hungry, as you probably will, and be able to enjoy them.
Yeah, and let's just spend time as whatever you want to share with us in terms of the events that are happening, and I want to steer folks again back to visit westchesterny.com with the RevFest 250, the schedule of events and the locations and who's speaking, what's happening. Very, very easy to follow by scrolling down, Shar.
Yeah, thank you. So there's going to be timed events, as you can see when you find the website there, that will involve, we have a main stage where there's going to be a Hamilton sing-along. The Westchester Symphonic Winds are going to be performing. We're going to have this wonderful drama from the past, which is hearing directly from Benedict Arnold and his British counterpart, Major John Andre, who was captured in Tarrytown. Mm-hmm. So there will be big events on the stage. There is also a story stage where you're going to hear, like, Mrs. Benedict Arnold and the stories of people who lived through the war. And then there's also a somewhat more intimate experience in the tent that we are going to have Revolutionary Westchester 250 there. There's going to be a number of tents and exhibits, but in our tent, we're having Meet the Revolutionary Women, where you can just kind of come by at any time and talk with those of us who lived through the war and hear what our stories were. And then as you wander around, you're going to meet over 50 reenactors. There's going to be battle reenactments. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a great map when you arrive. It'll give you the times for these cannon demonstrations. So it's really immersive. It's almost like for 2 days there, you have a sense of what it might have been like to have lived back in the time.
Well, thank you for mentioning. I was going to ask if there would be a map that would assist people as to finding their way around, and you said yes, there will be. And again, the schedule is on the visitwestchesterny.com. Folks may not be familiar with where this is. Again, if they just scroll down to the bottom of that page, there is a map, and you can just click on that and get your directions, from wherever you're coming from, specifically. And it looks like, as we look out to the weekend, it looks like the weather should be very favorable for these weekend events, Shar.
Yeah, we planned that a year ago. We said it's going to rain right now because we need it, right?
Yes.
No, the weather's going to be great. And, a couple pro tips. There's going to be seating throughout the park, but you might want to bring a picnic blanket.
Uh-huh.
And the park is really incredibly beautiful peninsula that juts out into the Hudson. And so, yes. If you've got one of those stadium chairs, bring it along, because you're going to be looking at the view that the American Continental Army had when they saw the British ship, the Vulture, in Haverstraw Bay, and fired on her, which is what caused John Andre, who was Benedict Arnold's go-between, to have to go over land, and he was captured in Tarrytown, and history was changed. If Andre had gotten through, if he had been able to go back on the Vulture to New York City, he had the plans in his pocket at that time. He stuck them in his boot when he had to travel over land to attack West Point. And that was the goal. Get West Point, get the Hudson, split the colonies, force an immediate surrender. So this is where history was changed. And you'll be right there. And I it's just one of the most beautiful parks in all of our county.
Oh, it certainly is. And the next, I mean, you mentioned 1783. West Point is going to be hosting other events over the next 8 years, I believe, related to the Revolutionary War. Shar, the opportunity for folks to, you know, travel up and down the Hudson River in an hour's drive circle around here over the next year. It's all here. It's all here for people to get out and see.
We live in the most unique area because the area of Westchester County and kind of the bookends, the Hudson Highlands in New York City, Westchester County was not controlled by either side during the war. So it was active fighting throughout the entire 8 years of the Revolutionary War. And we're going to spend the next 8 years, really, as you say, anniversary after anniversary. West Point, of course, is huge. It was critical. The West Point Museum is going to be at the event this weekend, and they're a wonderful partner with us. So, we're going to be able to enjoy a number of events. The Rooted in Westchester website that the county is sponsoring has a calendar, so people can look at past this event, what they might like to do. And my organization, we're a nonprofit that works on behalf of the county, and our website is rw250.org. And we also have a calendar that we publish there so people can know what they can do. And most of these events are free.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I hope in the weeks and months that follow that you and others from your organization will be back with me here on Hudson Valley Focus Live. I've lived my entire life in this Hudson Valley and along the Hudson River, and just this is an opportunity for families, and I try to encourage multi-generational families to get out, you know, and if you're fortunate enough to still have grandma and grandpa with you, to get out and just learn and share the experience. These are the kinds of memories that last a lifetime, Shar.
Yeah, and you know, thank you for saying that, because what we're really talking about are the first veterans of our country.
Yes.
And you know, when we see people, we have a special invitation here to veterans to come. You know, we're honoring them in this event at the time, and of course we want to honor them now as well. And then for the little ones, on the map that people will get, they'll see a special area designated for kid activities. So, as you say, multi-generations.
Shar Wiggle and Mrs. Benedict Arnold, thank you very much for spending time with us here on Hudson Valley Focus Live. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick sports report went real long on that. Back in a minute on the Beacon.